Chapter 16. Injuries. Namir suggested a meeting the morning after, while Moonboy was still under sedation. It was natural for Elsa to lead the discussion. "For me, it could have been a lot worse." She touched her bruised nose gently. Both eyes were dark, too. One nostril was open, the other packed with gauze. "The break is simple, not displaced. So it will heal without surgery. What's broken inside Moon Boy is not so easy to heal." "What do you know about his condition?" Paul asked. "More than I can say, ethically. It does involve anger that's been suppressed for years, though. Unfortunately, it's associated with claustrophobia."
"But this starship is huge," Snowbird said, gesturing with all four arms.
"Snowbird," Paul said, "you've always lived inside a big room, a cave. Moonboy grew up in Kansas, a large, flat state. You could look around and see 40 kilometers in any direction." "I don't know that that's a factor," Elsa said. "This was a very small space, involuntary confinement. Anyhow, as well as the sedative, I've given him a mild antipsychotic medication for his protection and ours."
"Good,"
Dustin said. "I should give you one as well, darling. You have not been a model of rational behavior."
"He came after me."
"You could have fought him off with a pillow, not a pool cue. Try to leave your balls on the table next time, so to speak."
"Yes, doctor."
Obviously a familiar response.
"So, do we have to keep him doped up for the duration?" Paul said. "Do we have enough drugs for that?"
"I can synthesize things that simple. I could keep us all doped to the gills for the whole mission, which has crossed my mind."
"That would not be practical," Fly and Amber said. "Would you be able to eat and drink and excrete?"
"All in the same place," Namir said.
"I've been to parties like that," Dustin said.
"They're kidding," Elsa said to the Martian.
"So am I."
"Meryl, he's never lost control like this before?"
"Not since we've been married, not on Mars."
She hesitated.
"He got in trouble when he was a kid. That involved fighting, I remember. At the time, I thought how unlike him that was. But I never asked him for any details."
"I'll see if he wants to talk about it."
"To you?"
"To a doctor. He ever say anything to you guys about being a wild kid?"
The men all shook their heads.
"I don't remember him ever talking about his life on Earth," Paul said.
"Funny, now that I think of it. Everybody has Earth stories."
"He's odd that way," Meryl said. "He talks about his mother when he was little, and he talks about college, but not much in between."
"That's not so unusual," I said. "Paul never talks about that time in his life, do you?"
"Boring," he said. "Dealing drugs, child prostitution, day in and day out."
"Child prostitution," Fly and Amber said.
"Kidding," he said. "They were all over 18.
"Paul."
"I'm sorry, Fly and Amber. It's disrespectful of me to kid you."
"On the contrary," the Martian said. "I learn from your humor. If you had actually been a bad boy, you wouldn't joke about it. Your feelings are ambiguous, are they not? You wish you had been more bad?"
"Got me there," he said.
"Elsa, you're both victim and professional observer. What if it had happened to someone else?"
"Paul, that's not relevant," I said. "There are only two other women here."
"It might be relevant," Elsa said, "on various levels." She touched her nose and grimaced.
"I'd just asked him about his father, sort of out of the blue.
What about his father? Meryl said. He never talks about him.
Elsa studied her for a moment.
I know some things I shouldn't. Maybe because of my security clearance, I don't know. I was given access to confidential psychiatric records.
About his father? Meryl said.
I'm on thin ice here, she said.
After a pause, everyone started to talk at once.
Wait, wait.
Paul had the strongest voice. Elsa, you don't have to violate your political principles.
Yes, she does, Dustin said.
His wife smiled at him.
The philosopher speaks.
All right. The principle of doctor-patient confidentiality is a luxury we have to forego.
Like the luxury of anger, she said, still smiling.
We are 7 people, or 9, he plowed on, who may have the fate of the entire human race, both races depending on our thoughts and actions. Our freedom to think and act can't be constrained by tradition, by law, or superstition.
I think he's right, Namir said slowly. At least in terms of information.
Elsa looked at him, then away.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
She sat up straight and spoke to the middle distance, as if reciting. This is something Moonboy doesn't remember, because it was repressed by court order. When he was 11 years old, his father killed him.
Tried to? Dustin said.
Killed him.
Not on purpose.
Tried to stop his crying by taping his mouth shut. Then bound his hands and feet with the tape and threw him in a dark closet.
Holy shit, Dustin said.
When his mother came home from work, probably a few minutes later, she asked where the kid was and got into an argument with dear old dad. When she opened the closet, Moonboy was dead. He choked on vomit and stopped breathing. The rescue people got his heart and lungs going again. But what if his mother had not come home in time? He could have died permanently or suffered irreversible brain damage.
What happened to the father? Namir asked.
The record doesn't say.
Moonboy thinks his parents got a no-fault divorce when he was 11, Meryl said. And his father dropped out of his life. Probably into prison or some rehab program, judging from what you say.
With an ironclad restraining order. She shook her head.
It explains some things.
It's a lot to assimilate.
The white hair? I said.
He had a tangled nimbus like Einstein.
I know a person's hair doesn't turn white overnight.
Old wives' tale, Elsa said. But continual stress can cause premature graying.
Maybe that memory wasn't completely erased, Meryl said. And he dwells on it at some level. His hair was almost completely white when we met. I think he was 22.
Is that why he's called Moon Boy? Namir asked.
I knew about that.
No. He was born during an eclipse. A total lunar eclipse. I cringed at the memory of a cheap magazine article when I was famous putting us together. Moon Boy and Mars Girl.
His mother is an astrology nut, Meryl said. We don't get along too well.
He thinks she walks on water, though.
Dustin laughed.
Well, she did bring him back from the dead. Even if he doesn't know it, she does. It could make for an interesting relationship.
Meryl nodded.
It does explain a lot.
His voice, Elsa said. It was a soft, hoarse rasp. That could be damage to his vocal cords from stomach acid as he lay there dead.
Namir broke the silence.
We have to tell him. Now that we all know.
Not we, Elsa said. I have to tell him. I started the whole damn thing with my curiosity.
That was a delicate way to put it, I thought. Her curiosity about Moon Boy's medical record came after her curiosity about his body. If that was what it was, her need for different men. Of course, the only man left now was mine.